If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Cordell writes us, I love the show, except for Todd, Tyler, your position on politics, pit bulls, religion, butt plugs, moderate drug use, dick and fart jokes, and your choice of football teams. But seriously, love you guys. Omaha to Chicago, D.C., finally Augusta. You guys are the best. And then he sent a little note here for LD.
How you doing? He said, how you doing?
50 best places to vacation naked.
There you go.
I'll send you that link.
I've been to one of them.
So I saw a great email yesterday from a guy that says, Tyler's right, Todd shouldn't own a gun, and Todd's right, ketchup sucks. And then he alluded to the fact that you might have been trying to shoot the ketchup through your refrigerator the other day. Todd mentioned yesterday that he fired a bullet through the floor of his house and hit his garage fridge years ago. Never brought it up, because rightly so, because I will talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I should have never brought it up.
But he said you're right about he doesn't like ketchup either. But he said I was right about you should own a gun. I think we all said you should own a gun. And then you proved it to me with that little rap you gave us. But I'm glad you shared, though. That's a funny bit. Or just don't be in the garage when Todd's playing with his guns. That's why I look at it. Yeah.
How much safer now?
I'm going to say don't be on the same block when Todd's playing with his gun.
It can fire through the walls, right?
That was a long time ago.
I know. It's hilarious.
Just a kid.
I can't believe you never told me that.
Youthful indiscretion. Really? You can't believe I never told you that.
So did it pierce the fridge? I mean, did it?
It bounced off the top of the fridge.
Oh, so it didn't pierce it.
It did not penetrate the fridge.
He's got a bulletproof fridge, man.
Well, everybody's garage fridge was from 40 years ago and it built like a tank. That's what garage fridges are.
Well, I think it going through the floor of my office took a lot of energy out of it.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, you know. It's like putting a bunch of pillows on a guy's head before you shoot him, you know, in the movies.
No, that's for
silence purposes, right? Yeah, but this was loud and proud, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Where was your wife at the time? That had to be loud as hell. A gunshot going off inside the house is loud.
In the kitchen?
And which, by the way, is also on the down. She
yelled at me, and I didn't respond immediately.
Because your ears were ringing?
Because I was kind of in shock. Yeah, I didn't expect that to happen.
Like you didn't hit your foot.
Yeah.
Because then we would have said, what happened?
It would have really been funny.
It would have been funny.
Yeah, because then we wouldn't have to know.
Was it before the ski accident, this shooting?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that thing still bothering you?
Years ago.
That hole in your foot?
You could have told every kid. I would have asked you every day to tell us about how you hurt your foot.
9.5-toed Todd. How many days was it before you found all the dogs after a gunshot going off in the house?
Yeah. I believe they were outside at the time. I don't think they were affected.
They went outside because they saw Todd going out to play with his guns.
Yeah. I was
going to
say, those dogs would have run away for days.
That's past the statute of limitations, too, because it's illegal to fire a gun inside your house, right? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Except
well, intentionally.
Well, nobody's going to actually come. Yeah.
Except to protect yourself.
Yeah, from that fridge downstairs.
Yeah. It was looking at me.
Was Prairie Haven in Scranton, Kansas, the place you went to?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it on there?
That's the best place to get naked in Kansas.
Oh, that'd be the two of them.
So it's all 50 different states. So.
Oh. Yeah. Every state.
All right. Where can you get naked?
Oh.
There's none in Nebraska then. Where's the naked Nebraska place?
Right here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's just a town.
Studio.
Omaha?
I just saw something. I don't know if it's the same thing he saw.
We've heard whispers of nude recreation near Omaha at a place called Cornhusker Recreation Club. We're not sure.
Of course it's Cornhusker. Gotta have that on there.
Right, but please let us know.
How about Iowa? Just in case you all want to get naked.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling.
They had one listed there.
Well, it's 50 states, right? Sounds like.
Yeah.
Bear Butt Hill is a gay-oriented, nude-friendly beach in North Liberty, a rural area between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City.
See, but that's gay-oriented, and LD's a hetero man.
Discretion, name of the game with this spot. Iowa, in general, is not a nudity-friendly state. I didn't know that.
Apparently, Nebraska is not either.
Are you guys ever nude on the farm?
Well,
I bet you were, actually.
Only if you fell in the swimming hole and had to get out and wanted to dry off.
Yeah, well, it's private property. You can be nude on the farm if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not talking about pants on your ankles. That's not nude.
It's nude enough.
No, it does the trick.
Yeah, it's...
How about nude in Missouri?
At least partially nude. Let's see. Missouri says Cactus Canyon Campground in Ava. I don't know where Ava, Missouri is. Claims to be the largest adults-only clothing-optional campground for men, 21 and primarily gay.
Say I want to get naked back in my home state.
Where's I want to get at? Naked back in my home state.
We'll get to yours in a second here. Pennsylvania there. Where can I get naked there?
Philadelphia every September hosts the Philly Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, a lot of people
do that. A lot of places, I should say.
But it doesn't mention, a gathering place.
My bike seat hurts when I got shorts on. I ain't going to get on that thing.
No, that Missouri Naked place is just outside Springfield.
Okay.
How about Arkansas?
Craig
it's warm down there more often where Craig's from there.
Craig wants to get naked in his home state. I just heard him say that.
Tyler said that.
Simon says. Or Tyler says.
Whatever.
Hot Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't get naked there?
Yeah.
Bathhouse Row features a string of historical communal bathhouses dating back to the 20s.
Oh, communal bathhouses might be.
Right in the communal bathhouse. Yes.
Is it gay-oriented or is it anybody?
It doesn't really say gay-oriented, but it kind of sounds like it.
Read on there, Todd. Check out the legendary Buckstaff Bathhouse where you'll be naked the whole time but segregated by gender. Wah, wah.
Well, that means guys go there to see other dudes naked.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, they do.
They take their wives there and then don't have to.
Then why is it segregated? You're going
to
take your wife.
So you don't have to talk to her while you're being naked, I guess.
But you can't see a bunch of other chicks naked, though.
Well, that's not the point of going.
Yes, it is.
Apparently not.
For us, it'd be that'd be the point.
It's not the point of going. Is it, LT?
No, it is a good side benefit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for admitting that.
It's not the point. It is a point.
Yeah. It's for us, it'd be the point.
Then you're not a good nudist, are you?
Apparently not.
Considering he doesn't get nude?
Since I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, he's not a good nudist.
You are not good at all at this whole thing. We are celebrating National Dental Hygiene Month.
We should broadcast live from LD's favorite naked spot in Kansas sometime.
Yeah, should we?
We would probably have to be naked, though.
Yeah, of course
we
would.
Yeah, do we have to be naked to walk in the door?
Yes.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, we get to be naked to walk in the door?
You are expected to be unclothed unless, weather issues.
We'd be sitting down, though, Craig, too. So we have a little desk where our broadcast equipment would be. So unless we stand up, you wouldn't see our cannolis.
Not the way I sit.
I know, you are pretty flexible. I get it. And then we have to ask Puss to come in and correct something. He'd run in here naked. Puss, I'm missing the commercial here. He runs in.
Yeah.
His dink's not right. Yeah,
some cord
high.
Comes unattached under the desk. I ain't hooking it back up.
Not falling for that again.
Okay, maybe we won't do that.
That only worked 10 or 12 times. Yeah. I'm not doing that again.
Right. Or 12. Plus, I dropped a water bottle back here.
Okay.
And we're talking. Why don't you come over and bend over and pick that up? He would have the worst of it. He'd just be in sneakers, naked.
And a hat.
And a
hat.
We'd all wear hats.
Yeah, we still wear hats.
Early in the morning, man.
You wear the hat, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You have to wear a hat. Well, it's just because of the sun.
Yeah.
Well, some people have hair.
Yeah. Well.
I'm digging the shave look, though. You didn't wear the hat today. I like that look. Looks better with the beard. You look rough, man.
I still think he needs a straw hat.
Well,
like a good Amish guy.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Oh, raise the barn.
Naked Checky. Naked Checky shows foods.
Apparently, Richard Branson owns an adults-only cruise line. Would you go on that?
What's adults only mean? Swinging?
There's no one under the age of 18 or 21 or something.
Oh, you can. Don't they have those already? Don't they have cruises where kids aren't allowed? I wouldn't go on a Disney cruise, especially at the kids' age now.
I do know there's a naked cruise.
Yeah.
And that's on like the Carnival line, but okay. it's a privately booked cruise. But I don't know about a
adults only cruise line.
Well, I'd prefer adults only cruise line probably.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that means everybody over 18, basically, right?
See, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to do that because then when I'm going back to my cabin at 10:30 every night, I'd feel pretty lame.
Well, You drink all day at the cruise, though.
Yeah.
You know, like Vegas.
Yes,
you know?
You do.
And, you do that. You should do.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of these places are, you know, 21 and over.
Oh, for the naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're listed at least in the,
that's too bad.
The 50 best places to get naked in the U.S. of A.
Well, at least 18
no,
and over.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Not too bad.
No, 18.
When he says 21 and over and you say, well, that's too bad, it sounds a little creepy.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
18 and over is fine.
North Dakota, it says there's no law prohibiting nudity within national parks, so that's the only place you can go in North Dakota and be legally naked.
Head up there next July and just stand naked in a national park.
Head
see if they bust your ass.
And off the beaten path hiking trail at Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
They call
park.
It beaten path, too, I bet.
Just like Florida, you can be in your backyard completely naked.
Yeah, I was a guy called.
As long as you're not doing anything.
All right. Guy called this
like
week.
Lewd and lascivious.
Yeah.
I just heard that yesterday in the appetizer. The guy called. Was that a promo?
No. I think it ran during the appetizer.
A guy called yesterday and said he was visiting his parents in Florida, and he was floating in their pool, and the neighbor's old lady come out just standing there naked. You know, he goes, oh, yeah, she's always naked.
Yeah, I think he was talking about the length of her
boobs,
cleavage.
Right.
Randy from Tampa's checking in. 73 Tampa as we speak.
That means Tony could be naked in his yard today. Tampa Tony could be naked.
Only if he has to pee. He only disrobes if he has to pee. He's like an 8-year-old.
Craig's mouth is agape.
That's, God.
What's the story?
Usually that's a good thing.
On a Spirit Airlines flight, a drunk passenger threw up on the woman's head.
No.
They're going to ruin it for us alcoholics who like to fly.
Well, they probably gave her a $50 voucher.
Yeah, exactly. And made her sit there.
Well, before the plane took off.
Oh. Was he walking down the aisle and puked on her, or did he puke in front of her when he sat down? Because he had to stand up to puke on her head, basically.
He could have been sliding into the window seat and right over the top.
Or trying to get out.
The cabin crew had to clean her up in the sink. All the passengers then had to deplane so that the aircraft could be deep cleaned, they say.
How drunk was that
before
dude?
It set off to Baltimore enough. From Chicago?
That guy not allowed to fly?
I would assume so.
He had to kick his ass off. If you're the guy puking, you don't want to fly on that flight either.
Yeah, they're not letting him back on.
Yeah. Sorry about the puking on your head. Yeah, and sorry about
this delay.
That needs
to be another no-fly list. Right. No, you are not allowed to fly anywhere.
Yeah. Well, if he was drunk, I get it, but say the guy with 24-hour bug and just puked or something like that. That's not really his fault.
Yeah, 99% chance he
was drunk.
Hammered.
Well, Craig said he was drunk.
Yeah, there's pictures of the woman getting her hair cleaned.
Was it just
the vomit out of it?
Was it spew or was it like a full chunks?
I've given you most of the information I have.
Hopefully he had a good full meal right before that.
Apparently he didn't
burritos.
Have a mindful bartender like when I was flying back to North Dakota.
He just couldn't handle his alcohol, Todd. That's the only problem. That's what he had.
Yeah. No, but I had a bartender in Minneapolis scolding me.
I know, you remember that, yeah.
Because, I had a pretty long layover.
But you're a pro, man.
Probably had 5 or 6
drinks. You
should
switch bars on that dumbass.
You know, they're not going to let... I didn't... It was right by the gate.
Okay.
I didn't feel like moving. Yeah. They're not going to let you on that plane if you're too drunk. I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about me.
Don't you worry about me.
Watch.
So they had to get everybody off the
watch
plane
this.
To...
I, sir, am a functioning alcoholic.
I think LD said that before. Watch. He flies enough. You watch.
So that same flight, you know, they got everybody out, had to clean the plane. They got everybody back on it. But then the flight was delayed because two other passengers managed to lock themselves in the bathroom of the airplane. People say they appear to have been drunk. The cabin crew finally managed to get them out of the bathroom, and they were able to take
off. Where were they flying to?
Yeah, that's one of the...
Baltimore...
So wasn't even like a trip, huh?
From where?
Chicago.
Okay. That's the drunkest flight I've ever heard of.
Garth, if you puke, I'm going to hurl.
Well, to be fair, this was to Baltimore from Chicago. And the pilot said this stuff only happens on his Vegas flights, never on the Chicago flights.
Yeah, you're right. It would definitely happen on Vegas.
And then
Vegas
he said, if anybody else is drunk, please get off the airplane now.
Well, no, that's not fair to them. Watch this.
That seems like a script from L.A. to Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was one that got canceled unceremoniously.
Yeah, it was just
that
different.
That was funny.
It was just different for people.
Yeah, that was a funny show.
Didn't they leave us with a little cliffhanger? And then
I forgot.
That never,
I think they might have.
Never got wrapped up.
It sounds like something Captain Dave would have said.
You sit here and watch, young man.
I don't know if you were able to stay up late enough.
For what game?
The Mystics are WNBA champions of the world.
A bunch of my friends were partying in the street after we heard the Mystic one, so I was up a little late.
Not
going to
be misogynistic about that. Congratulations if you're a Mystic fan. And if you're listening to us, we'll take that call. Yeah. There is somebody that always has, you always have to have a favorite team in every sport. It's one of those kind of guys out there.
Oh, yeah, I don't really have a favorite WNBA team.
Neither do I.
I don't have a favorite soccer team.
Up until that news, I couldn't tell you a WNBA team. So
see, you don't pay attention.
Now I know the Mystic.
You're more into college girls basketball, that's why.
That's it, yeah.
And like Craig likes high school girls bowling. He also likes high school girls basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I see a pattern.
No, just the bowling.
Oh, okay.
Is it just the girls or is it just high school bowling?
No, he likes
bowling.
High school girls bowling. It's one
of the boys are fine, too. That stuck to the tape. God.
I think he was
laughed
laughing.
Over.
Yeah, I think he saved you.
I don't really have a favorite NHL team. Just whoever plays the Penguins. And it has to be.
You're the Preds fan. What about your Preds, man?
Well, they were playing against the Penguins in the Stanley Cup Finals. So if they're playing against the Penguins,
correction,
in the
I'm
Stanley
a bandwagon
finals,
Penguin fan. I watch them if they make the playoffs.
I mean, I'll watch playoff hockey, but not with a lot of rooting interest.
The last time I hung with playoff hockey was when I accidentally tuned in with 4 minutes left in Game 7. I went. I suppose I can hang with this for a little while.
For 4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 minutes.
My favorite team, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The Houston Astros going to the ALCS.
Yep,
they beat the
that's
Rays.
Good. That's
that,
good.
They are going to be playing the Yankees.
Starting pitchers
on
for both of those
Saturday.
Teams, by the way, were both Pirates. That's how great my team is.
Ah.
They ship guys out that are really good.
And the Patriots were somehow able to hold on to beat the Giants 35-14.
It was 21-14 and a half, but it was 14-14 to last like 15 seconds.
Thanks to a fumble recovery.
Yeah, didn't watch that either.
Apparently, in spite of three interceptions, the quarterback for the Giants, they say, it didn't look too bad.
Not too bad at all.
He didn't have any
Brady
weapons.
Had a bad streak in the first half.
I lost a little of the second quarter. Yeah, the kid looked okay.
Tonight, it's the Nationals at the Cardinals, game one of the NLCS. That starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Is it cold in St. Louis tonight?
I don't have any idea. I can only assume so.
There's only a place you can look that up.
Yeah.
55 and rain right now. Game time, around 50 or so.
That sucks about playoff baseball now. That's all going to be night games. And you see some of these, they always broadcast live really early at these games. Like they're there at like noon on MLB or something like that. Sunny afternoon, beautiful. Gets dark, cold as hell. Come on into the stadium. Stupid.
Yeah, it'll probably be dropping through the 40s for the game.
There you go.
Get your beanie on.
Mm. Here's another one of those studies where we all go,
duh.
Why did you do this study?
Yeah.
Home cooking is healthier than takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh.
If done right, you can make it.
Home cooking. You can make it horrible.
You can still be comfortable. It could be comfort food that's still really bad for you at the house. But yeah, it's right. In general, it is.
Lately, we've been getting one of those services that, they send you a meal, all the ingredients.
Yeah.
And you got to cook it up.
Oh, you still got to cook it? Okay.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. There's several of them out there.
Yeah, I've gotten some direct mail stuff about that, too.
Yeah. We fell for it because of that. But it's $6 to $10 a meal. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Is it enough?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I like about it.
That's the key.
It's the right portion.
Right portion.
It's not too much. It's not too little. And, of course, you got to prep it yourself, but doesn't really take that long.
Get the vodka.
Well, they make
along
it easy
it.
For you to prep it yourself.
Yeah, they do.
They prep it so you can prep it.
Yeah, they pre-prep it so you can do the prepping.
Exactly.
But without the leftovers, what are you supposed to have for breakfast the next morning?
I know, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That is the one downside.
Like, what am I supposed to eat tomorrow?
Right. Yeah, I mean, because if I'm cooking stuff from the store, there's always a little extra. And well, sure. That's lunch tomorrow.
So they say that restaurant food contains more chemicals linked to cancer, thyroid disease, low birth rate, and other problems. They say it's likely because takeout food has more exposure to chemicals used in nonstick packaging and cookware.
The cheese fries are really good, so stop it. Cancer schmancer. Come on.
Study published.
You're having beers, you want wings and cheese fries.
In the journal Environmental Health Perspective. It's absolutely, you want cheese fries.
It's the weekend, man.
Maybe some fried cheese sticks on the side.
Oh, there you go. Cheese sticks.
Oh, no.
I have had a hamburger.
No cheese sticks.
Oh,
cheese
curds? You eat cheese sticks even younger, man? I used to
line?
The first one is fine, and then they cool, and then they're disgusting.
Well, you got to gobble those sticks quicker, man.
Stop.
I said sticks.
Stop nibbling.
Exactly. I've had a hankering for wings the last few days.
I like wings.
Thanks. Now do I? Now I do too.
Yeah, I know.
haven't indulged in the wings much lately.
I know.
It shouldn't
be
too bad if they're not breaded.
They're still fried,
yeah,
but they're still good.
Fried.
Yeah, they're still good.
Unless you can get them grilled.
Right.
Some places will grill them.
Yeah. Or they grill them after they fry them.
Oh, but the old school breaded Hooter wings, though, were amazing. And they were just like 7,000 calories per bite, but they were the best.
They were tasty calories.
Damn right. Craig, thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Now we're thinking about just eating like crap today.
Yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, we've got days to do it.
We do have some of that healthy hog wild barbecue.
Yes, we do. That's better, though.
That is good for you.
Well,
that's good.
At
least you jump high.
At least there's no sports on TV that will then encourage me to crap, too.
Let's order wings.
Yeah,
there's nothing but baseball and football and football and baseball on this weekend.
I didn't drink the last two nights either, so
not
I'm ready
much
to go
for
now.
You.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget the hockey.
Oh, I will.
We'll be watching all that.
Oh, I certainly will.
Got a quick one to take us out.
Michigan man accused of creating over 100 videos of men urinating at the bowling alley.
Okay.
Ryan Gaynor of Temperance.
That's a niche.
Yeah. That is a niche.
It's a very specific fetish.
I think you can dial that up on Netflix. It's called Men Urinating at the Bowling Alley, because Netflix will put anything on.
Ryan
Gaynor.
It must
be about the shoes. It must be about the shoes. You must take
Temperance,
the shoes.
Michigan had originally faced 25 counts of voyeurism, 25 counts of computer crimes.
Shoes and guts, he likes
at
to see.
At the Woodhaven Bowl-a-rama.
So, where was the camera? From the front or the back or what?
An alleged male victim told police that someone had been snapping pictures and recording video of him relieving himself. Apparently,
the video
appeared to have been taken from an adjacent bathroom stall.
Peeking out. Yeah.
Put the phone up over the stall.
He did this to over 100. Well, there's over 100 videos, at least 25 different means.
I'm peeing here.
All right.
I had a feeling
what he said.
You were going to videotape me.
Oh, yeah. There's a dude in there.
Lean back and get your gut out of the way.
You know, you said that out loud. Yeah. Like your shoes. 9.5's nice.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.